Hey, everyone. This is Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, Joe Cochi from Within the Ruins. What's going on, Joe?
Not too much. Just enjoying the day.
Cool, man. Hey, I did a little research, and it was kind of, I didn't realize you guys had been around that long. It's been like 10 years since you first kind of put this thing in motion. What is it about music and being in a band that keeps you guys continuing to grow and just keep getting better?
Yeah, we have been around for quite a while now, man. We started the band in high school, and I guess we're getting old now, but we're still at it. It's just, you know, it's been a huge part of all of our lives, you know, since we started, and we just, for some reason, haven't gotten away from it, you know, found a way to just keep making it work, so it's cool.
Yeah, are you guys pretty much lifers? Like, do you see yourself doing anything but music?
You know, we all have other interests and hobbies and, you know, other stuff we're doing, obviously, but, yeah, at this point, I think that would be safe to say we're all getting close to being 30 years old or whatever now, and it's been, you know, I don't see why we would stop at this point, so.
Excellent, cool. Hey, who would you say are some of the biggest influences in the band sound?
Let's see, I always, you know, just staple Metallica, Pantera. I grew up listening to that kind of stuff, as well as our drummer. Tim was really into Pantera, and you know, we've kind of moved on, and I got into the Arch Enemy and Flames, At the Gates, that style of metal, you know, closer to when we were coming out with our first full length and stuff. So,
cool.
And then from there, it's just kind of, we've been just trying to evolve, you know, our own thing. We kind of found a thing that we're, you know, that we do when it comes to writing, and we just, you know, I don't really listen to too much metal anymore. Just kind of go with, you know, what we know best, so.
I know over the years, man, you guys have been a part of some great things. You've done New England Hardcore Metal Fest. You did the Summer Slaughter Tour in 2011. Anything that stands out, like something that was just really cool or really fun for you, maybe like a biggest moment so far since you've been in the band?
Yeah, I mean, the Summer Slaughter Tour was our first big summer tour. I mean, that was going from playing in front of a couple hundred people a night like we're used to, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 people. So to us, that was like definitely a big milestone. And yeah, we played heavy MTL. I think that was last summer up in Montreal.
Oh, cool.
Which was also a very huge festival. I think Metallica's headlining the one this year.
Okay.
But it gives you an idea of the scale of the festival, and just to be part of that, man, was like, you know, we were in front of like 4,000 or 5,000 people, which was another big one for us.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I mean, you know, Metal Fest, we play Metal Fest almost every year, New England Metal Fest, which is, I always say, it's really cool for us to play because we grew up going to Metal Fest. I went to it since I was able to drive in high school. We'd go to Metal Fest, and just to be able to play it now is something we never really thought we would be doing, so that's really cool.
Yeah, you guys are from the area, right? Aren't you about Massachusetts?
Oh, we're from Western Mass, yep, and New England Metal Fest is every year in Worcester, so
okay.
Very close to us, yep.
Cool. You guys, obviously the new CD is going to be coming out in a little bit, but as of now, you've got three other releases out to date. What's something maybe you've learned about recording over the years that you're getting better at, or that you're getting more used to, or maybe, you know, learn to get better?
Oh, yeah, this is our fourth full length, and I actually tracked everything myself at my studio this time, which was right there. I mean, I've been learning, you know, the whole way, and I started getting recording and whatnot a couple years ago, and just, you know, really been working at it, and decided, hey, I think I can, you know, rather than go out to a studio for 5-6 weeks and having someone do it, it was really cool to be able to do it ourselves. We did go to Michigan with our producer that did our last two albums. We did vocals with him, but yeah, man, it's I'm still learning, you know. It's crazy. I never went to school for
recording,
you know,
yeah.
The recording thing or anything like that, you know. So to be able to, you know, with the internet and the, you know, information that's available, we've been able to just kind of learn ourselves. And it was really cool to do our own, you know, full length this time. So
that's cool. You mentioned sending the final product off, like to get mastered, whatever, in Michigan. I'm just curious, who do you use? Because I'm from Michigan. We're in Michigan. Who do you use up here in Michigan?
Oh, yep. Josh Wickman is the producer that we did our last two full lengths with, and then we also went and did just the vocals and had him do the mixing on this one, because I didn't want to take it that far. I don't, you know, the tracking was one thing, but we're really confident in Josh, and he's kind of developed our sound with us, so we wanted to have him mix it again.
Yeah,
but, yeah, he's
great.
In White Lake, Michigan.
Yeah, Dreadcore X. I used to manage a band that did a few records. Great, great guy, and great. He's got an ear for the metal, man. He's so awesome.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Good deal.
We love going to him.
Hey, I know you said you don't listen to a lot of newer metal, but do you have any favorite bands right now on the scene? Or if you don't, maybe some bands that you're tight with, some good buddies in the scene, kind of in the metal scene?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've made a good amount of friends over the past couple of years. You know, we travel and tour a lot with Whitechapel has taken us out a handful of times, so we're good friends with those guys. They're doing really well.
Awesome.
Black Dahlia Murder is, you know, a big favorite of mine, you know, for bands that are going on right now. So,
cool.
The new Gojira record that came out recently, I think it was last year, that's like actually one of the few metal CDs that have come out recently that I was like really hooked on for a while. So
cool. Hey, one more in general, and we'll get to some talk about the new CD and the new tours coming up. I thought it was really cool. Yeah. You guys did a little 4-song EP back, I think, coinciding with the last Summer Slaughter tour. You did 2 covers, 2 originals. I love both. Yeah. I love both the songs, but very different. You did Metallica, "Fight Fire with Fire," and Kansas, "Carry On My Wayward Son." What made you guys choose those 2 songs?
That was a weird kind of release for us. But you know, we were in between albums and we had the tour coming up, so the label at that time, Victory, kind of presented to us, you know, you want to throw an EP out, we're willing to fund it and do all that. And you know, 2 originals, obviously, and the covers were just, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Metallica was a big band for most of us, you know, growing up. So figured we'd do Metallica song, and then they, you know, they wanted us to change it up and do some type of rock or something that wasn't just, you know, already metal.
Yeah.
And see if what we can make out of it and make it metal or whatever. So
yeah.
We just, you know, all of us put a list together of like 10 or 15 classic, you know, rock bands or, you know, stuff you hear in the classic rock radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, we fooled around with the songs, and that one seemed to have the most that we could, you know, work with.
Yeah.
To fit into our style, kind of. So it was very different, but, you know, it was fun to do.
Cool, man. The new CD, Phenomena, comes out, actually coming out here in the United States on July 22nd. Tell us a little bit about this new CD.
The new CD, let's see, it's a pretty short time span in between albums. Our last album came out just a year ago, and so basically the reason this thing is coming out so soon is because we ended up having some of the winter off at the end of last year. I sat down and just, you know, literally wrote for 4 months straight, went right into tracking, went right into mixing. It was basically 6 months to do the whole album, and we're beyond excited, man. I mean, we just had a listening party at a bar down here last night to kind of, you know, preview the album.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's, you know, we think it's a step up again. It's a little bit easier to listen to. I know some of our older stuff was kind of crazy, structure-wise.
Yeah.
It was hard for people to grasp. And so one thing we wanted to do was keep, you know, growing and kind of work on, you know, song structure and song, if so you can just kind of hear it and groove and get into it a little, you know, easier. So that's what happened with this album, I think. So
cool, man.
We're really proud of it, man.
Awesome. How do you think you guys have changed or grown over the years?
Well, it's there's a lot of things you could touch on there. As far as the sound of our music, I think with every release, we've just gotten better at, you know, knowing what our style was or knowing what our strong points were and just capitalizing on that stuff. And definitely songwriting skills, I think. If you listen to the new album and you listen to our first full length, it kind of sounds like a different band to me. It's hard for me to listen to that old stuff because it's just, it's like, man, what the hell are we doing? I mean, how do we write songs like that?
Yeah.
So I don't know, just, you know, I guess maturity and, you know, it's cool to always just see a progression in between albums.
Absolutely.
So that's what we try to do.
Cool, man. You guys got some dates coming up with Lorna Shore, and then you're going to be going out again this year on the Summer Slaughter Tour. You must be pretty excited to be asked to do the tour again.
Oh, very excited. Oh, for sure. I mean, we haven't done a whole lot of touring yet this year, even because, like I said, we've been working on the album a lot. But yeah, we have some headline shows on the way out to Summer Slaughter with Lorna Shore. who I hear a lot of good things about. They're a younger band, cool. up-and-coming band.
Good deal.
And yeah, Summer Slaughter it's been, 3 years, so we're proud to be back and a part of it again. I mean, it was an awesome time last summer. It's a great summer tour.
Yeah, it's a good lineup too, man, this year. Really digging the lineup.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely like the lineup this year, so we're excited for it.
Their new CD, Phenomena, is going to be coming out July 22nd, so make sure you grab that. And they'll be in town as part of this year's Summer Slaughter Tour out at the Crowfoot in Detroit on August 6th, so that's going to be great, too. Joe, man, thanks so much for your time, bro.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.